Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's not going to be traded. I was surprised to see that come out yesterday. It really isn't breaking news. And I mean, I know Elliot. I like Elliot. I respect Elliot. Jim Rutherford did that this summer. He made it known to people that Phil Kessel could be had for price. And that price was very, very high. Jim doesn't want to trade Phil Kessel. But I think he would be really dumb to not listen to Austin. Phil's coming off one of his best years. He's also producing points now. Does it make sense for them to trade Kessel if the Penguins are in contention? Absolutely not. But the scenario that we would have for Jim to trade Phil Kessel is, you know, let's just say the season is not salvageable and they can't do anything about it and they need to sort of regroup for the rest of the Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin era. Then you would trade Phil Kessel to maybe get some prospects, picks, other players, younger guys, and move that money around a little bit.
Jason Mackey on a Phil Kessel trade report. And that's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. We're right next door to PPG Paints Arena at our favorite hangout, the Cambria Suites. Great place to pregame for all the hockey action, and we're getting ready for Penguins and Islanders tonight. That report in question came from Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, who wrote this week that, according to multiple sources, Pittsburgh, quote, tested the market on Phil Kessel, and that things are on hold right now, but he believes if the Penguins stay where they are on the standings, the outside looking in for the playoffs, it doesn't mean it can't or won't be revisited. Penguins have made two moves, but I think you'd call them minor trades, or somewhere between the medium to minor trade, Hagelin for Pearson, and then Sprong for Marcus Pettersson earlier this week. Chris, what was your reaction to this story?
Well, my reaction was multifaceted. One was testing the market does not mean actively shopping him, but I think because of Kessel's history here and the fact that his history before he got here in Toronto, with his name, when you say tested the market or put any, not even put feelers out, I think people automatically jump to it just because he's like a flashpoint guy to be traded. He always is because of the way he plays the game. That was my first reaction.
What do you mean by jump to it?
People immediately, when they hear test the market, with that particular guy, people jump ahead to say they have to be shopping him because he's so one-dimensional, and that one dimension is a great dimension and it's an important one, but he can be an infuriating player at times for coaches, and I think people automatically gravitate towards the idea that, well, if they were going to dismantle this team, he'd be the one. My second reaction was, what on earth would be the like a good return for him? What is it even? The whole concept of it, I was talking to a buddy of mine who writes about hockey, and I put that question to him. I said, what is a good return if they were to actually do this year, right? Like in season? He said, there was a couple minutes of silence. He said, I have no idea. And I have to look into this to see if there's even precedent for a trade in terms of a player of his caliber from a team that was pretty reputable and doing well.
Yeah.
The only ones he could come up with were like Joe Thornton getting traded out of Boston because he didn't fit there in their minds. Martin St. Louis begging to get out of Tampa to go to New York. And that was about it. In terms of a contender, like a serious contender, trading a core part.
How about John Cullen for Ron Francis and Ulf Samuelson?
This franchise's history, they've made blockbuster moves, but that's 30 years ago. Like, I can't really, and that's different regimes.
Take it easy. That was 25 years ago.
We're getting close here, man. We're getting close to 30 years. We've got to both own up to that fact. I guess my bottom line point here, Andrew, is if they were to make a deal like this, there is no amount of spin you could put on it where you could convince me that they aren't done, in the tank and toast. If you see Phil Kessel get dealt away from the Penguins this year, the most significant thing about that is not, oh, the Penguins made a trade and what's the return? The significant thing to take from it is the Penguins will not compete for a Stanley Cup that season.
Really?
That's how I look at it. If you trade that guy, you're not winning. You're not getting a return that's going to help you more than
so,
Phil Kessel would.
Are you then of the opinion that you just ride the core of this team out until they hit their mid-30s and you just kind of fade into oblivion or mediocrity with the core of this team? Because a lot of people look at trading Kessel, and you might be one of these people who look at it this way, as a non-starter. I think if this team continues to play to this level, which is not even good enough to make the playoffs, I will maintain that they made a mistake this offseason not trying to reload or regroup by trading one of their core players. And I know Crosby is off the table, and Malkin is probably off the table too. Letang has been a godsend for them the way that he's rebounded this year. That leaves Kessel to me. And I think by keeping Kessel in the offseason, by not trying to trade him with years left on his contract after his high point tally, you also jettison Daniel Sprong because there wasn't a place for him. There was not a spot on this team for Sprong because you kept Kessel. And this team, we talk all the time, what's wrong with the Penguins? They're older and slower. They need to get younger. That doesn't mean you dismantle and blow it up, but they need to make a major trade like those 90s Penguins, I think, to keep their winning ways going.
To shake it up.
How many great young players do they have?
None.
And I would call great young players under the age of, let's say, 26. They've got one guy, Jake Guentzel. That's it.
It's hard for me to evaluate even their young guys.
He's going to get paid like that.
I know
Jake Guentzel's going to get paid $6 or $7 million as a restricted free agent.
I know he'll get paid that way. It's hard for me to evaluate their young wings just because you never know how much they're benefiting from who they're playing with. So I think that makes the evaluation process tough. Here's the other thing I guess I didn't say. The Penguins are languishing right now. But they still, I think, internally view themselves as a Stanley Cup contender, despite what the standings suggest at the moment, and I think they should. And that's why I think trading Phil Kessel would be anathema to that effort to win a Stanley Cup. He could have won the Conn Smythe in the first cup they won of the back-to-backs. He was great again the next year, scoring crucial goals. My point is, if you view yourselves as a Stanley Cup contender, which I think they do still, you don't trade the man.
But I'll give you three names: John Cullen, Paul Coffey, Mark Recchi. All three of those guys got traded, not to, like, take a step backwards, to take two step forward. All three of those guys got traded to help win a Stanley Cup in the present. And they were ballsy moves, and they were Jim Rutherford is known as a trader, as a riverboat gambler, as a guy that will be aggressive. But if you think about it, he hasn't traded any guys who were either like in their prime or present day were key contributors on the Penguins roster to get.
I know. So let me take your stance, because you're going with these. I knew you were going to bring up the blockbusters that they themselves made 26 years ago or whatever it was to win in their second cup. What would be a return were you to trade Phil Kessel in season, mind you? What would be a return that you would be satisfied with? What are you trying to get better?
You know, I don't know if I don't think the answer is trading him now, unfortunately.
Well, you think it was trading him? Your take about trading him in the offseason, I actually agree with. If you were going to make the move, it would be in the offseason. Retool,
and they
send him somewhere where people might need offense and have pieces that they could give you back in return that are younger, and they need a hired gun, and they think that puts them over the top.
And they also convinced themselves this offseason that the reason why they lost to Washington and petered out was because they were a tired team. Well, what's their excuse this year? It can't be fatigue. They had most of the summer off. They're off to a much worse start this year. They're off to a worse start through 27 games than the year Mike Johnston got fired midseason. They're off to a worse start than the year Mike Johnston coached the Penguins and they barely made the playoffs, limping in on the last day of the season.
Mm-hmm.
This is through 27 games, their worst start since, like, I think when Lemieux retired. Like,
it's real bad.
That last awful year, Crosby's first year before they kicked things into high gear.
What has been the one thing that has prevented them from being completely terrible, though? It's been star production.
Right.
All of their big guns, Kessel included, have produced this year. If they were to trade him now, you're really waving a white flag on things, because you have gotten no depth scoring outside of, like, Guentzel from guys that you counted on that you thought were going to be better.
I know, but, Chris, you've got to get younger and cheaper.
And now is not the time, though. Now you're getting diminishing. You're not going to get the return right now for Phil Kessel, whatever it might be that you would have gotten in the offseason. I firmly believe that.
See, the only thing about his situation, which is unique, is because of the contract he negotiated, you might not have more teams interested in him in the offseason than now.
Because of the no-trade
clause.
Because
he's got a limited no-trade clause. I think there's only 8 teams he can approve a trade to. So you've got a shrunken and a very small pool of teams in the summer, and you probably have a pretty narrow list of teams you could trade him to now. It would, if they traded him in season, you know, I say it would send shockwaves, but it did when they traded Cullen for Francis and Samuelson. Like, that team responded to that and won the Stanley Cup.
I don't think you're I guess this is a take where I can't, like, sit here and say to you it would definitively happen this way, but my feeling is very strong that while it happened once, lightning struck for them in the past,
right,
with that, it would not happen this way again.
So they have, with the exception of the last time they won the Stanley Cup, which was the second back-to-back season, the 2017 season, the preceding 4 Stanley Cups, there was always some kind of shockwave that was sent.
A major move.
A major trade or a coach got fired every time.
I know.
And so what do you do to try to get this team back on track or back to center? Like, I think you have to consider a big move. Is that Matt Murray? Is that Phil Kessel? It's something. I mean, you can just kind of cut your losses on this year and say, we might be a fringe playoff team. We're probably good enough to finish in the top 3 of the Metro Division and just take our chances, and we'll be an underdog in the playoffs, and maybe things will break right for us, but probably not, and then we'll go back to the drawing board in the offseason. But I think in the not-so-distant future, trading somebody like Phil Kessel has to absolutely be on the table.
I think
for
if they're continuing this bad run of play, it will become more on the table, but right now it's too early and it would make them demonstrably worse. Do you know why they're really languishing? I mean, can we cut to the chase here? I said it's depth scoring has been a big problem for them, and they don't have a defensive conscience, and the coach can say all he wants. It's that the goaltending has largely sucked. And when you can cite one major element, your franchise goalie being hurt and being terrible when he's been in, then I say it's still not time to look at other areas and try to send the, you know, put the jumper cables on and get your team going. Have the franchise goal, this presumptive franchise goalie, come back. And if he plays better, in theory, you're going to win a lot more games and fast.
This is the exact moment in the season Mike Sullivan got hired and Mike Johnson
got fired. Would you fire him? Would you fire Sullivan?
No, I can't.
I don't think you can make either move then, though. I don't think you can fire the coach for obvious reasons. I don't think you can trade one of your best pure scorers when that's the only thing you have going is your star wattage is carrying you to whatever heights you've managed to.
The time to do that would have been before you got rid of Daniel Sprong.
So you're saying they missed their opportunity in their window here, and they've butchered this for the time being.
I think they messed up. I think they we won't know until a couple of years from now, but it is conceivable to me that they screwed up keeping Kessel and trading
Sprong.
All right,
I've got another thing.
Do you agree with that?
Well, Sprong got a peanut butter goal in his second shift in Anaheim, and I'm sure some Penguins fans were – I actually saw people say I'm happy for him. Mike Sullivan would have never taken the handcuffs off. They're probably right. Here's my question to you. It's a question and response. If they screwed up, maybe. It depends on how he develops. He might turn into a 40-goal scorer out
there. And if
he
did, then they blew it.
They did. But if you're a win-now team, which you would agree they had to still think of themselves as after they lost to the eventual champs last year –
yeah.
How do you sell, even with your history of making big trades, how do you sell to your fan base, we are a win-now team, oh, by the way, we just traded Phil Kessel?
Because I would like to think you're getting a young player who's either a star or close to becoming a star in that trade.
It would be hard for me as a Penguins fan to look at an off-season Phil Kessel trade for a franchise that says we are still a contender and say, oh, yeah, that's something they would do. Because if you're trying to sell me the bill of goods that Daniel Sprong is A, even going to get a chance, or B, be anything close to what Kessel already is, I'm going to not believe you.
Sportsnet is reporting that the Penguins tested the market on Phil Kessel and that they could go back to that well before the season's over with this team still on the outside looking in for the playoffs. They traded Daniel Sprong. More on that coming up later in the show. Want your thoughts on Kessel? Should the Penguins have moved him? Are you open to trading him? When you hear the Penguins should look into trading Phil Kessel or have looked into trading Phil Kessel, what do you think?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.